Well, it is good to be here with you this afternoon, and we have a very special guest on the air with us. We have Lisa McKenzie. Lisa McKenzie is a financial advisor with Edward Jones. And Lisa, we want to thank you for taking time to be on the air with us today. I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And we, again, are telling everyone that you are a financial advisor with Edward Jones Companies. And we're going to be talking about something for the next little bit that maybe people think about all the time, but they just never seem to kind of follow through with, and that is a financial plan and executing a financial plan. But before we get into that, I'd like for you, if you will, to give us a little background on you and maybe how long you've been with Edward Jones and what is your what all do you do at the Edward Jones Company?
All right. Well, thank you. I have been working with Edward Jones for 9 years, and as a financial advisor, work with our clients in various needs, helping them come up with a plan and helping them meet their goals. I've actually been in the finance industry for over 20 years, and my office is located here in Wendell. And so look forward to really sharing an important message today, and thank you so much again for having us on the show.
Well, why is it that people seem to know they need a financial plan, but they hesitate to actually execute that financial plan?
Okay, so I'm gonna answer that question, and then I'm gonna dig a little deeper to our message I really want to push today. And a financial plan is important for everybody, wherever they are, whatever level, no matter income. But our focus really is on legacy planning, and so part of your plan is if you work and save and have a financial plan, it's really not complete without a legacy strategy portion of it. And so we had a recent survey this summer where we surveyed over 2,000 Americans across the nation, and they were over 18. And what the survey showed was 77% of Americans do believe that estate and legacy strategies are important. However, there's a huge disconnect. What it also told us from the survey is that only 24% of those people have taken basic steps in planning. So that's why I'm here, is really just to share that important message and to educate people that you can take basic steps right now to really take care of this. So, you know, hopefully you would agree, you know, part of that financial plan is legacy planning and protecting your family, the ones you love the most. What do you want to happen to them?
Okay, when you say legacy planning, can you tell us exactly what you mean when you say that?
Sure. So a legacy is what you leave behind. So
exactly.
You work your career, you build wealth of whatever size. And even if, you know, one may think they don't have a lot to leave, there's still a plan. You know, what do you want to happen to your loved ones? What do you want to happen to your money, to your children, whatever the case may be? That's your legacy. And, you know, it's so important. And Americans, out of this survey that we did, it was called a legacy survey back in July. I mean, most Americans do believe that it's important, but they haven't done anything. And
right.
A lot of Americans haven't done any type of plan with their finances at all, and that's very, very important. But what we're really focusing on today is protecting your loved ones and taking just a basic step. So the easiest thing to do, step number one, is just identify whatever accounts you have, your bank, investments, 401k, whatever accounts are out there, and designate beneficiaries. That is huge. And it's so simple and easy, and most people can do that right away. But believe it or not, more than half of Americans have not designated beneficiaries on their accounts.
You're exactly right. And the sad thing is, you never, you know, you want to do it before it's too late, because you never know when you're going to die, and you want your family to be taken care of. So what happens if somebody doesn't designate a beneficiary to an account that they have?
So then it will follow their estate. And what I mean by that is, after one dies, if they have not done any type of planning, no beneficiaries, no will, no documents, then it goes through a probate process. and then it is assigned, and it may or may not be handled the way you want. I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to get into all the legal aspects of what each document will do, but it's very, very important. So the easiest, best plan that I can recommend is for individuals to meet with a financial advisor and review, you know, are these documents important and how can I make sure that I'm properly prepared? Because it is different based on each situation. You know, what you need and what I need might be different, and my goals and what's important to me. You know, do I have kids, grandkids? Is it, you know, what, maybe there's a charity, maybe there's things out there. So the planning aspect, you know, the estate planning, the legacy planning, that helps you prepare for the future and making sure that it happens the way you want. Because you think about all the time that you work and save and, you know, build wealth, and then when something happens, what happens to minor children if you don't have guardianship? What about your dependents, your spouse, if you don't have things designated properly as beneficiaries on life insurance or whatever? And then even when you're still living, but maybe there's some health issues, there could be some, you know, documents there with power of attorney that need to be in place. So all of those are so, so important to making sure that you've got a plan and you're prepared if anything were to happen.
Now, this survey that you said, I think, was out in July, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, did it give you any indication of why maybe people didn't execute a plan if they knew it was so important?
You know, that's a great question, and a lot of it has to do with people just not taking the time to do it. You know, we get busy. You know, maybe they think it's too expensive to hire an attorney or to work with an advisor or whatever the misconceptions are. They need to take the step at least to sit down with their advisor and say, here's what's most important to me, whether it's, you know, my family, my children, you know, whatever my wishes are, and start there. That's an easy thing to do to create a plan. And then, you know, as an advisor, I think of myself as a quarterback. You know, it's football season. We can think about it that way. If you work with your clients as the quarterback and you figure out what is the plan, what are the needs, and then from there we pull in the other experts to help them finish that plan. That would be such as an estate attorney, maybe a tax professional. It just depends on what the need is, you know, so it can be very basic and simple, and all we need to do is designate beneficiaries. Or maybe it's more complex and they need other things. Maybe they need, you know, their power of attorneys and they need a trust or some other things that could be there. But it's all based on the individual's needs and goals. And, you know, number one thing, if I could just stress to everybody, is to start today, review all of your accounts and name a beneficiary. That's the easiest thing to do right now. And then meet with your advisor to decide and come up with a strategy to be prepared and have a legacy plan.
Okay, so once you have this estate or legacy plan in place, mm-hmm. is it necessary to update it often and to let your family know too?
That is a great question, and the answer is yes. As things change over time, whether it's taxes or, you know, your situation, your financial situation, you absolutely should review your plan periodically. Now, how often that is, it could be determined, you know, with that conversation you have with your advisor, or every few years, just review, has anything changed? Do I need to update or add an amendment or change beneficiaries? You know, whatever that may be. And then that leads to another point. Communication with your family is huge. So another thing that came out of this survey back in July was, you know, when you ask folks, how do you feel about your beneficiaries being able to handle or carry out your plan? 73% of Americans that were surveyed believe that their beneficiaries are able to carry out their plan. They felt very confident. But when you ask the actual beneficiaries, how do you feel? Only 49% of the beneficiaries felt confident that they knew how to carry out the plan. So there was a disconnect. There was a disconnect, and communication is huge. So once you have your plan and you know what your wishes are, then communicate with your family and share your wishes as to what you'd want to happen.
Right. And I know you spoke about updating beneficiaries, because sadly, if you designate your spouse as a beneficiary and then if your spouse passes away before you do, then obviously you're going to need to update that.
That is correct. And a lot of times it's important to go ahead and designate a contingent beneficiary so that that's already considered and taken into effect. You'd have your primary beneficiary and your contingent beneficiaries. And so those are so important to just have in place, and then also review periodically, and then talk to your family and make sure they're prepared. Because if they're going to be handling things when you're gone, you don't want them to be, you know, surprised.
Surprised. Now, do you see, or have you seen, that maybe more people are designating their children, especially if they're a little older, that they designate their children as the primary beneficiary before their spouse? Are you seeing a trend in that, or is that, you know, because I think when it happens, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I should have put my children because my spouse is older too, or what happens if we pass away at the same time? You know, like,
right. I mean, that's a very good question as well. And honestly, I don't see a trend. It just depends on the situation. And you talk to each other, your spouse, you know, if you have a spouse, you talk to the spouse and meet with your advisor and really think about, okay, what's most important? How do we want to make sure our assets, you know, where is everything going? Who do we want to take care of? And, you know, if you have minors in the house, you have to think about that. Do we have a guardianship? Do we have a plan for that in case something were to happen to both of us? But as far as naming the beneficiaries, I mean, that really is a case by case based on, you know, the family dynamics, based on what's important, the goal.